Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Almost 200 years after her death, Jane Austen remains a staple of English literature. And as Amy Smith, professor of English at the University of the Pacific, explains, the appeal of Austen's characters extends well beyond the English-speaking world.
Something fascinating happens when I teach Jane Austen, something that doesn't with novels by Bronte or Dickens or Hemingway. Students immediately recognize people they know in Austen's characters. With Sense and Sensibility, somebody inevitably says, "My friend is such a Marianne, she drives me nuts." Or with Pride and Prejudice, "Mrs. Bennet is hilarious, she's just like my aunt." Nobody's ever read Wuthering Heights in one of my classes and said, "That Heathcliff is just like my boyfriend." So I got to wondering, would this Austen connection happen with readers in other countries? I decided to run an Austen road test in Latin America to find out. I did book groups on Austen's novels in Spanish, in Guatemala, Mexico, Ecuador, Chile, Paraguay, and Argentina. So did readers connect with Austen? Yes and no, but mostly yes. Many of Austen's themes resonated in Latin America. Family squabbles, romance, money troubles. But in each country, readers approached Austen in ways my U.S. students never had. Guatemala's 30-year civil war is recent history, and with the group there, a discussion of class prejudice in Austen quickly shifted to a discussion of racial prejudice against indigenous people. In one way or another, this happened in every country. For a woman who barely traveled in her lifetime, Jane Austen knew the world, because she knew people, our strengths, our weaknesses. The Austen connection happened in every country, but never the same way twice. Austen herself could have predicted that, I'll bet, because her novels show that we're not always speaking the same language, even when we are speaking the same language. How to bridge the gap? A little less talk, a little more listening, every time.
That was Amy Smith of the University of the Pacific. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
A window seat with garden view, a perfect nook to read a book. I'm lost in my chain.